Shalom Avroch Bez Hashem, we continue Shmir Saloshin, Shara Zachir, Perik Dalid, Shin number 31. We begin with a tremendous expression of Siyat Shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where this first piece, the Medrash that the Chofetz Chaim brings as to the destructive nature of Lashon Hara and what it causes, is from none other than our parasha this week. There are hundreds of pages in the Sefer Shmir Saloshin. And the piece we're up to now, he brings from the Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Shoftim. What does speaking Lashon Hara do? It affects people to such a degree that it's Mesaleg de Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't stay with you. I can't live with you. Chazal tell us, Miyom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esolami, from the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his world, he wanted to live with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much. And he says, I want to dwell and live with you. I want to spend time with you every single second of the day. But when we speak Lashon Hara, Hashem says, goodbye. I can't be with you. As the Medrash says, Amar Rav Man, Kol Sho'aymer Lashon Hara, Misalik Hashchina Mimata Lemaila. Whoever speaks Lashon Hara causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina to go away from down here, but up back into Shemayim. Could you imagine that? Chazal tells me, Yom Shebor HaKadosh Baruch Hu Salamai. From the day Hashem created the world, He wanted to dwell and live with us. And when a person speaks Lashon Hara, they are uprooting the Ratzon Hashem to dwell and live with us. David HaMelech bemoans the fact that people were speaking Lashon Hara, and he begged Hashem, Amar David, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ma Shechina Oisu Lamata, what's the Shechina doing down here? Salek Hashechina L'Rakia. You should go back up to Shemayim, because there's a Lashon Hara down here. There's Shmutz down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kodesh. There's dirt. There's dirt with the mouth. It's disgusting. Says David HaMelech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Salek Hashechina L'Rakia. You should remove the Shechina back to the Shemayim, back to the heavens. Another Medrash brings the Chofetz Chaim. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says as follows. Ba'ilam hazeh, al-yidei shehoye loshon hara, b'neichem, silakti shechino mi b'neichem. Says Hashem, in this world, ba'ilam hazeh, because there's loshon hara amongst each other, you're speaking loshon hara about each other, I can't dwell and live with you. I can't leave my presence, my shechino with you. So too says the Gemara in Erichin, Omar Rav Chizdo, Omar Ugvo. Kol HaMisape Loshon Hara, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whoever speaks Loshon Hara, Hashem says the following. Ein ani v'hu yechaylun lador ba'olam. We cannot live together in the world. Hashem says, Zay gesund. Take care. Goodbye. V'lai chorvo Yerushalayim b'migdosh sheini elo ba'oven misape Loshon Hara shoy b'neihem. And why was the second base image destroyed? As we know, because of the basis hatred, as we say, because of the Lashon Hara. So what happens if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina goes away? There's no protection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Sustainer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our Protector. And when we don't have Hashem protecting us, Rachamanu Letzlan, Lo Yaleinu, we have no protection. This is what happens when the Shechina goes away. Person can ask, so what happens when the Shechina goes away? So this is what happens when the Shechina goes away. There's a Chorban Beis HaMikdash. There's a Chorban in the world. There's destruction.